Welcome back to the Prepare Podcast and Happy New Year 2020. I am your host, Heather Hanton. The Prepare Podcast is a production of the Salvation Army Central Territory Women's Ministries Department. In this podcast, we meet with women from all walks of life to encourage, to inspire, to challenge, and to prepare and equip you for tomorrow. Today, we're joined by Major Jolene Hull, who is the head of our Women's Ministries Department here at the Territorial Headquarters of the Central Territory. Today, we'll talk about reimagining 2020 and what that looks like for our territory and internationally around the world. We also want you to know about some new changes that have come to our department and some exciting things that are coming up for us this year. But we also want you to know that our purpose is empowering women, upholding the mission of the Salvation Army, and the promise to support you and equip you for your women's ministries programs right where you are. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Prepared Podcast, Major Jolene.
Thank you so much, Heather. It's great to be here.
We're excited about 2020.
We are.
Women's ministries for 2020. It's going to be great.
It is. We have a lot of great things coming up. We've been dreaming for a while now, and we've had some changes, as we'll get into that and talk about the specifics. So all that has allowed us to just imagine what we are, who we are, kind of explore that again, and then just take it to a whole new level. So I smile when I think about the possibilities.
Yeah, it's great. It's great because we have an opportunity now to reimagine ourselves as well, not just women's ministries, but what we're doing too for our individual jobs and what we can promise and offer the women of our territory. So, okay, well then let's just get right into it. Let's talk about what happened last fall for us.
Oh, I know.
In 2019, we had a little restructuring of our department. Tell us a little bit about that.
So it began with Commissioner Brad Bailey seeing that there was a need for leadership development in our territory. And he asked Commissioner Heidi and Colonel Janice to take on the titles of leadership development. And that way it would give a focus on how to strengthen leaders and build leaders that would effectively go with the needs of our territory. And as a result of their needing to put their attention there, we were asked, the Women's Department, to move to the Program Department so that we would have the support of all those different groups from like music and Men's Fellowship and Adult Missions, and there's...
The list is endless.
It is, it is. But it's fantastic because everything we do in women's ministries at times taps into each of those areas. And for us to move into program, I think that makes us stronger and them stronger because we'll have an easier line of communication with them. And we're already doing that. It's fun and energizing.
So
women's ministry is a part of the program department, and we continue to do what we have done, just the chain of command.
Yeah.
The communication.
Yep. Communication is a little different. Yep.
A little different. Still talk to Colonel Janice all the time about women's ministries. They need to know what we're doing.
I think the word that they used was tethered. We're tethered to them for consult and, you know, support and things. So, Okay, let's talk a little bit about what our jobs look like, just to dispel any rumors or any thoughts that things have changed directly for our jobs. So first of all, our department still looks the same. Our immediate department still looks the same with you as our department head. And your title now is no longer assistant.
Right. So it was Assistant Territorial Secretary for Women's Ministries. So, and that was Janice's counterpart. But with the moving to program department and to help realign us with what the divisional structure is, I have the new title of Territorial Women's Ministry Secretary. So it's the counterpart to the Divisional Women's Ministry Secretary.
Okay.
Yeah, and I talked to them before and I'm talking to them now.
Yeah.
And I talked to the divisional director for women's ministries and some really great conversation there too, because women divisional leaders have that whole picture of what they're needing for their division. And then it just is some great conversation as to how we in the women's department can encourage and support and to build our ideas on what they are needing and wanting for their divisions and their community.
Yeah. And our other counterpart who plays a huge role in women's ministries and what we do is Sharon Collins.
Yes.
And Sharon was unfortunately not able to be with us today, but we want to honor her and what she does because she's really our backbone in our department.
She is. She has been here longer than you or I.
Yep.
She has been a part of the THQ staff for longer than that. And so she knows the ins and outs of women's ministry. She has the history of why we've done things a certain way for a certain time and the pros and cons of that. And she also has a great handle about the different platforms we've used, like Connections and we're learning Outlook and how that might look for us as we go forward in communicating with the divisions. She has a great handle on the reports, and that's so important. I know that when we say reports, we all kind of cringe, but those reports help us to share the stories that are out there, or they help us to say, oh, I can do that too. Last year when we did the Kindred Collective, Sharon and I went back to those reports to get ideas to take and put into Kindred Collectives, especially on Friday when we were talking about the community and how we could be involved. So
you find out what's working and what's not working and how you can support or address those kinds of things through those reports that come in.
And that way, too, national and international knows what the Central Territory is doing. And, and that excites me because we're doing some great and wonderful things.
Oh,
we are definitely a strong flame in this territory, and I want to keep that alive.
Yeah, for sure.
The way we feed that program, I think, is going to be a little different over time. And it needs to be because we are a woman of 2020, and we're much different than the woman of 1920.
For sure.
To recognize that gives us the ability to be something bigger and be the Central Territory.
Yeah. It's amazing, too, that we can rest in knowing that Sharon knows exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you send in your reports, Sharon takes them and she makes magic
She does.
Happen. Yeah.
She does.
So that's a good thing. Well, and then you have me, who who picked up where Sarah left off last July. Mm-hmm. As you know, Sarah Makula, she is now finishing her first year at the training college, and we pray for her and we're thankful for her.
Definitely.
She was the author of Embrace. Embrace kind of came from her brain and her idea. And Embrace turns 5 years old this year.
Yes, we get to celebrate.
But we're so thankful that Sarah.
Yes, for having that vision, just being there in the growing process of what that looks like. And having the bones and then putting meat on it to the point where it gave us enough to start, and then she allowed for us to grow it into what each Embrace group needed it to be. It's quite amazing as I get out there and look at or hear about different Embrace groups, what is working in one spot, but I don't see it working in another, or they're like, well, we can't do that. I'm like, then don't do that.
Right. Make it your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It may become something you do down the road.
Right.
But if that's not what's needed right now, then.
Right. And I think that's a huge part of Embrace is looking at what is needed for your community right there or at your core.
Right.
Big or small or in between, and making that work at your core.
Mm-hmm.
It has served. It's a wonderful purpose in our territory.
Right. You never know exactly when something is going to stick and last. And Embrace came at a time where a need was not necessarily being met. Mm-hmm. And it's a big need because here we are now 5 years later.
Yep.
And people are still asking about, how do I become a part of an Embrace group? How do I get the questions for Embrace? How do do I tell or how do I make it something more than what it is now? And that can be kind of organic. Well, it is organic.
Yeah.
Depending on your community and what your women need in that group.
Right.
But for us to always be thinking about where is that conversation going next.
Yeah.
And it's a really big shout out for the Central Territory because we've had other territories reach out to us, email, conversations at conferences, things like that.
Saying, I just this morning had an email from someone in Texas.
Oh, nice.
So I was getting her in touch with the core officer from Austin. And so hopefully that's a part of their women's ministries there and she can get involved in that. That'd be great.
It feels like one of the best kept secrets.
Yeah,
because
it really
the
is.
More we're trying to let people know about it, we hear another story of, oh, I'm just hearing about this. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So Embrace is still, it's not in its baby phase anymore. Mm-hmm. It's an actual, you know, established program that we're continuing to go forward with. But in 2020, it might start to grab some more meat, I think is a good way to look at it. We've added an element called going deeper.
Yes.
And those of you who maybe have been confused about what that means, it means that if Embrace only meets the original requirements that you had in forming your group, the non-invasive questions, there's an element that allows you to go deeper, that maybe your group is ready for that next step to talk about those deeper things. It's totally optional. You can leave it out. And like we were saying before, Embrace kind of looks how it needs to look for your group. So if you need to go deeper, great. If not, then leave that part out. So we're still working on moving Embrace, keeping the momentum going and not just letting it fall stagnant like it's the same thing over and over again. We're looking at making it better and continuing the momentum moving forward.
Right. And that going deeper element was something we heard from the field saying that we want this to be more than the four questions. Though the four questions that you and Sarah have written are very poignant. They spark not only a thought, but usually a feeling.
Yeah.
And it's so important to take that time of fellowship before, during, and after so that those one-on-one conversations can happen and a relationship be built, because in those relationships, then that's what will grow and nurture and help each other recognize that I'm important.
Right.
I respect you. I respect your thoughts. Yes. I respect where you've been on your life's journey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we as women feel very alone in our own journeys.
Mm-hmm.
And Embrace just helps us to remind ourselves that we're not.
Yeah.
And that we have a maker,
yeah.
at our Father, who designed us exactly how we're meant to be.
Right.
And then to embrace that.
Yep. And you're probably going to find common ground with a lot of
those
people
that
you never even knew. And how, when you're talking about the maker, how he designed you to be there in that group at that moment for that reason, for that time in your life. It's fantastic. And I hear those stories a lot from people. I never would have met this person if it hadn't been through Embrace, or I never would have gotten through that time in my life and if it hadn't been for Embrace. It definitely is a wonderful thing. So we're thankful for Sarah for starting it. And we're also thankful for Major Maureen Diffley from the South to help us. So now we have a great leader's guide that's available to us in our website. Our website is uscwomensministries.com. Another thing that's new for us in 2020 is a new prayer initiative called First Monday.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to that. It begins on February 1st. And I'm just going to talk just really briefly about it. It is a Facebook Live event that will happen on the first Monday of every month. And it will be a time where a group of women come together and pray for your prayer requests. And you can find the link for the prayer requests on our website. It's under Programs. The tab is First Monday, and it'll tell you everything you need to know about First Monday and give you the link where you can submit your prayer request. But I just want to go on record to say that the prayer requests submitted, you can mark whether you want them to be shared as far as names are concerned, if you want it strictly to remain private but just be prayed for, or if you just want to submit an unspoken request, we can do that as well. But this is a safe place for you to submit those prayer requests. Those are protected. They're sent directly to me, and the private requests will be prayed for in a private setting, But we want to hear from you. So if you have prayer requests that you'd like us to pray about, let us know. Then we'll go live on that first Monday and pray, and you'll hear your name. If it's a public request, you'll hear your name spoken, and just imagine all of the women that are going to join us on that day praying as a united front.
Definitely another exciting opportunity for women's ministries and for this territory. It goes back to what we were talking about, that sometimes we get so overwhelmed by life and think that we can't be supported by anyone.
Yeah.
We are so blessed that God's given us the opportunity to pray for each other.
Yeah.
And that we can lift each other in prayer in our struggles and in our joys.
Yes.
You know, we need to celebrate too.
Yeah, send in your praise reports as well. We love to hear that. We love to praise the Lord for what he's doing mm-hmm. in our lives. And we want you to know that we care.
Yes.
So send us in your requests and let us know that you're a part of it. And we'll love to see, too, on the live feed who actually joins us.
I love that part.
Yeah, me too. That'll be great. So 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, first Monday of every month, starting February 3rd.
Sweet.
Okay, so here's what we really came to talk about today.
Right, right. So talking about February.
Yes. So there's this big international movement happening in women's ministries called Reimagining. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So you'll also see a little bit of this in Central Connections.
Okay.
I wrote something for the Central Connection to help us with keeping that idea alive as we're kicking it off. Mm-hmm. But so since General Peddle and Commissioner Peddle became our international leaders, it's been on Commissioner Peddle's heart as to where women's ministry needs to go around the world, what it needs to be. And she is quick to say that it looks very different in each community around the world. Mm-hmm. And we in the Central Territory have been saying that.
Yep.
Yeah, we know mm-hmm. that. We experienced that. Mm-hmm. And so it's great to hear that this worldwide thought is very apropos for what's happening here and now. So in her charge to the world, the women around the world, she wanted to make known that we are called to reimagine what women's ministries looks like here in present day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was quick to also say that she's not certain as to what that looks like in this moment, other than it's even beyond our biggest dreams of ourselves. That's how God is in what he does, is we can think about it. It's at such a big level,
right.
But it's even more mm-hmm. than that.
And she mentioned several times in those videos, you can actually access those videos on our Facebook page, over and over again, she said, women's ministries is not going to look the same in London, England, as mm-hmm. it is in Kenya, Africa.
Right.
You have to reimagine what it's going to look like for where you are in your world.
Absolutely. And we need to do that in our own communities.
Yes.
Like you're saying, things might be going well in one community or not well in another, or you mm-hmm. might feel like you're very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
When the truth of the matter is you could easily go out your doors, be a part of whatever's your needs are in your own community
mm-hmm.
and go to them. Be a part of your community and share the love of Jesus
yeah.
outside your walls.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are ways to do embrace or to
right.
to find common ground, to not just be about one thing or another, but to just be women in this community and how we can be a bigger part together.
Yeah, right.
I want to give example of just dreaming. Well, the prayer initiative, where it's landed is not how it started
no.
by any stretch
Good
of the
point.
Means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to share the story of the process.
Sure.
Because people sometimes think that, it comes from this person. Well, it's thought out and that was their first go at it.
Yeah, no.
No. In fact, when you came to us, the idea of prayer initiative you brought to the table from that conversation
yep.
to when and where we met with the Division of Women's Ministry Secretaries,
yep.
it was a whole different conversation of
yeah.
what that prayer time might look like.
Yeah.
And here we now are in January 2020, and it's first Monday.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of where Commissioner Peddle was going, was that there are times and places to do the tradition of women's ministries, fourfold program, even home league programs. But we need to do something. We get caught up in saying 44 meetings, but I think we need to just step back from that conversation or that mindset and say 44 opportunities. Even though for me, I need it on the calendar. I need the schedule. I need to know that I'm going to meet on this night to do this with this group of people. And I think in doing that, I hold that place. It becomes a sacred place for me. So there's a positive in or pro in that happening. But at the same time, we need to be open to, okay, three of us are going out to coffee or, you know, oh, we're going to do a girls' weekend and go shopping. It can happen in big groups and small groups in moments and or in a phone call conversation.
Yeah.
And just thinking about women's ministries in that regard, not about a meeting, but about a relationship.
Yeah, not necessarily requirements, but it needs to feel more, and I love that word, organic.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to feel more natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a part of, I think women are looking more for that. They're looking more for something real and genuine. And a lot of times our programming gets in the way of that. And so this allowing us 44 opportunities, that kind of broadens your thinking about, okay, well, where are my boundaries? You know, like they could be anywhere. It could be limitless.
Right. Yeah, but because program just gives you a place to start.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just about talking about it or dreaming about it. It's about doing it.
Yeah.
So reimagining 2020, a charge given by Commissioner Peddle, Rosalie Peddle, was to just launch a time where we all came together to start this idea of rethinking what women's ministries is.
Mm-hmm.
Not forgetting about where we've been and what we've done, because tradition is so important. And what we're doing is so important.
Right. And we're celebrating that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's good to recognize that in the road of becoming who we are, that there's celebration at the end. We can so easily just kind of go through it quickly. And maybe we need to celebrate longer periods of time because the journey has been long. But mark it on your calendars. February 12th, which I believe is a Wednesday.
Okay.
At 3:30 a.m.
Wait, what?
I know.
3:30 a.m.
So it's a pajama party.
Oh, okay. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Am I coming to your house or are you coming to my house?
But that is... That's actually 9:30 a.m. London time.
Oh, okay. So on that day at 3:30 a.m. Our time, there is going to be a gathering in London, England, there at the IHQ with Commissioner Rosalie Peddle talking about what her goal is, what her vision is, what her desire is for women's ministries in the Salvation Army around the world.
Okay.
And it's just... one way for us all to come together to be excited and at the same time empowered to say, this is what women's ministries looks like in Kenya. This is what women's ministries looks like in China. This is what women's ministries looks like in the Central Territory.
Right.
Even though we're the same, we're very much different. Mm-hmm. And that journey will just change. We need to ride the journey.
Yes.
And be aware of the direction God wants us to go in our own life, in our communities, in our church, and having that conversation. So you and I have talked a little bit about that reimagining women's ministries. We could dream, we could talk about, we could say, what if we did it this way? Well, have you thought about that? Or I've heard great things over here, and we could talk all day long about it.
Right.
But if we don't act on it, if we don't do it, if we don't engage, then we're not growing. We're not doing anything different.
Right. This is us taking action.
Right. And I think we challenge ourselves here at THQ about how are we putting our feet on the ground with that, getting momentum.
Yeah.
And we're honestly, we've been frustrated from time to time on getting things started. But I think that's because the options are limitless right now. Mm-hmm. And we need to embrace this open vessel of what could be.
Yeah.
And talk to our women, talk to our community leaders, look around our communities, look at our schools, look at churches in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
What are we doing common? What is missing? What can we bring to the table to really make a difference in individuals' lives so that relationships can be built one-on-one as a church, as a people of Jesus Christ?
Yep.
And that doesn't happen overnight, but it starts with one conversation at a time, listening to each other's story, and then being faithful in going and doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love how Commissioner Peddle touched on aligning us to the international mission statement
mm-hmm.
and creating our own vision statement, which we'll hear about that on February 12th, what that's going to look like
yes.
and everything. She talked about some new Bible studies coming up and the fact that we're going to have an international Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter. So that's great, too. I feel like that has been a missing link.
Right, right. We've done some of that here mm-hmm. in the Central Territory, and not that we're experts
no.
on it. In fact, we had a glitch yesterday.
We did.
like, yep. But it's so important to reach out to people in that there are some people that are texters, and they
yeah.
respond to texts.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that want that phone call. There are some people that need that face-to-face.
Yeah.
So,
but offering all forms of communication.
Right.
And what that looks like for us today. But I'm excited that we were talking earlier about Commissioner Peddle wants us to come alongside our young women
mm-hmm.
and what that looks like as well.
Right. So our young women today need to know that they're loved and respected, and we are proud of who and what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And in that relationship that we build with the young women in our sphere of influence, then we're able to help them discover what God is calling them to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of us, I think that's a life journey.
Yeah.
Just always being in a waiting attitude and listening to God. Where do you need me to go next?
Mm-hmm.
What conversation do you need me to have? It's training up our young women, our young people, in knowing how to do that.
Yeah.
To having the right mindset.
Mm.
And I've just been exploring that in my own life in the last 3 days or
yeah.
so, and how I sometimes can get into my head and talk down on myself or think that I'm not good enough or just don't even raise the bar
yeah.
for myself because there's no way I could do that.
Yeah. That's the enemy talking.
Right, exactly. But we need to replace the thoughts,
yes.
not just ignore the thoughts.
Right.
We need to replace the thoughts in that.
With truth.
Truth. Lord, who do I need to talk to? Thank you for giving me the words to express mm. myself today. Thank you for the opportunity to get up and go
yeah.
do and be something for you today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's thinking about those things and becoming that person in Christ so that we're equipped and ready to feed into our young women, to
yeah.
feed into each other,
yeah.
to feed into our mentors even. I love the idea of mentoring because you think sometimes when we have those conversations of mentoring, we think it's I'm mentoring you or you're
yeah.
mentoring me. But I feel like a real good mentorship is
this
growing
yeah.
together.
Both.
And we're holding each other accountable and we're pressing each other. We're being
yeah.
that thought process in your mind saying, no, Heather, that's
yeah.
not right.
Right. Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit does work and stir within our own lives to equip ourselves and to encourage and equip mm-hmm. others.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that going back to Commissioner Peddle's challenge to us is to be present, equipped, and available to the whomsoever. Now, we're talking about women's ministries here, so our first go-to is women.
Yeah.
However, it's people. Another thing that I continue to be astonished by is that looking back at the decades, I love our podcast on the decades. There's so much wisdom in just sitting down and sharing where we are and how we got there. And not that it happens within a certain time frame, but it just seems that way.
Yep.
And just to have some value in that experience.
All right. So mark your calendars again. Let's plug this one more time. February 12th, 3:30 a.m. Go to salvationarmy.org. Under the Our Work tab, there is a Women's Ministries page that you can go to, and that's where this will all be launched by Commissioner Peddle. And you can actually go there now to watch all of the videos. There's 7 videos that you can watch. It just breaks down exactly what they've been talking about and what they're going to tell us about on that day.
Yes, and I would definitely encourage everyone to go and watch these, because I think it will just fan the flame that has begun here in the Central Territory and be excited that we can imagine so much more.
Yeah.
Because this is what our international leaders are praying for us. Yeah. This is what our national leaders are praying for us. And yeah. This is what we at THQ are praying for our territory, our family on the field, and just opportunities to be women together, to grow as women together, and to share Jesus. So, and you can hear all bits of that on Commissioner Petal's talks too. So.
Yeah, and if you're having trouble getting to that site, you can go to our Facebook page, Central Women, the Salvation Army USA. If you scroll down, you'll see some of the videos have been posted there, and then that'll give you a direct link to the website. So, yeah, we encourage you to do that. Thank you, Major Jolene.
Thank you, Heather. I'm glad we were able to do this.
Yeah, and we're excited about reimagining.
Absolutely. So the question is, from the reimagining, I'm in. Are you?
Thank you, Major Jolene, for joining us today. Just a quick recap and rundown of some important things to remember. First of all, the new prayer initiative that's starting on February 3rd at 9 a.m. Go to the Central Women Facebook page. There are links on our website as well. And our website is uscwomensministries.com. There's a couple drop-down menus that you can select from, or you can just go to the most recent post, which will tell you all about First Monday and how to join the Facebook Live video on February 3rd at 9 a.m. Central Time. Also, the launching of the Global Reimagining Women's Ministries for 2020 and beyond on February 12th, 3:30 a.m. Central Time. If you're new to the Salvation Army and new to this podcast, you'll want to go back and listen to some of our previous podcasts that feature women from all walks of life, loving and serving the Lord in various parts of the world in various ministries. You will be inspired and encouraged by what they have to say. I hope you are prepared and equipped for tomorrow. God bless you today, and I'll see you next time.